right. And then fall off the
hold a flint in your hand, and so as you fall, you light yourself.
That's right.
Right.
So I figured it would be, and then shoot at the same time with the other hand.
That's happy, right. Happy, joy, joy.
That's right. And I figured it that way. The only other thing I could do would be on the dock, as you know, there are the pylons. The pylons, right. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about embedding some razor blades in those. And that way, as I fall, I would slice arteries.
Jimmy Doan, the beacon of hope.
That's right.
Sliced razor blades
on fire,
bullet, garrote, and then drowning.
And then cement down bottom, whatever.
Right.
That's good. And of course, this would have to be in piranha-infested waters.
Right.
I was thinking more like Berea tar pit.
You chum the waters first.
And make sure that the sharks and the piranhas are there. I figured that at least one of those things might work.
I'll tell you, there's only one problem with the whole thing.
What's that? The razor blades.
No, I think that piranha are freshwater.
Actually,
if you got bull sharks, I think you'd be okay.
Because they
do move into fresh water.
That's right.
Yeah, Jackie, come on, man. You back me up, man. Back me up, bitch.
Bull sharks can survive in fresh water.
I know. That's why I'm looking for a little support.
That sounds like a bull shark to me, man.
Then what we do is we attract the barracudas.
Maybe we could seed the place with a couple of those lionfish and blue ring octopi.
And just fall on the lionfish.
Step on it as I go down, and maybe
a couple of those sea urchins.
Shish kebab.
That's right.
Through the foot.
That would be it. Be perfect.
That's
and then
right.
Eating a fugu fish.
Right. Other than that, it's either that or go on a trip with grandma.
Fugu.
Oh, is that where we were going? There was a point to all of this.
He was trying to get out of going on a trip with grandma in the Apollo-sized capsule.
Okay.
The Apollo.